Parts of the state got a little rain, but it's still not enough to really help our parched land. One person likened it to having an empty 5-gallon bucket. If you were to pour in this rain, it would be like filling up a coffee cup and pouring that in. Clearly, a lot more is needed. And with that in mind, we have the crop progress for the week. Starting off with field crops. Wheat and small grain conditions continue to improve due to recent rains, but remain behind schedule. Rice fields are drained. Dryland oat conditions remain below average due to the drought conditions. Alfalfa sprayed for aphids. Aphid pressure on alfalfa is compounded by a lack of precipitation. In fruit crops, stone fruit tree bloom is increasing. Cherries are starting to bud break. Canes continue to be pruned and tied in kiwi and grape vineyards. Some grape growers apply sulfur to their vineyards. Pre-emergent sprays are applied to grape vineyards and tree fruit orchards. Navel orange, Mercot tangerine, lemon, and some tangelo harvests continue. In nut crops, almond orchards are in full bloom. Growers are applying bloom sprays. Pruning remains active in walnut, pecan, and pistachio orchards. In vegetables around the state. In Fresno County, dry conditions allow for winter vegetable harvest as winter harvest was near end and planting for spring begins. Planting of the last fresh onion was ongoing. Asparagus harvested in Monterey County. In Kern County, fall potato harvest is winding down while growers were in the midst of planting summer potatoes. Back in Monterey County, lettuce transplants are growing well. Sutter County reports winter carrots and onion seed crops are developing well and processing tomato fields are bedded. And for livestock, range and non-irrigated pastures are reported to be in poor to fair condition. Extreme drought conditions continue across most of the state. More precipitation is needed to sustain grass growth. Supplemental feeding of hay and grain for livestock continues. Bees are active in the San Joaquin Valley most days of the week. For more on these crops and other stories we're following for you, visit our website at agnetwest.com. I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is Agnet West.